Picture a maze. Not the kind printed on children's placemats, but a vast, complex labyrinth representing everything we navigate daily. Career paths, relationships, health choices, financial decisions. Now imagine four characters racing through its corridors, searching desperately for cheese. Two are mice, named Sniff and Scurry. Two are tiny humans, called Hem and Haw. The cheese? It's whatever makes you happy. A fulfilling career, financial security, loving relationships, robust health. This deceptively simple setup forms the backbone of one of the most influential business parables ever written, a story that's been translated into 37 languages and sold over 28 million copies worldwide. But here's what makes it remarkable. It's not really about mice or cheese at all. It's about you, me, and the universal human struggle with change. These four maze dwellers aren't just fictional creations. They're different aspects of our own personality. Sniff and Scurry, the mice, operate on pure instinct. Sniff detects change early, picking up subtle shifts in his environment, like a smoke detector, sensing danger before flames appear. Scurry takes immediate action without overthinking. Together, they embody our capacity for quick perception and decisive movement. The little people, Hem and Haw, represent our more complex human nature. Hem is that stubborn voice inside, insisting things should stay exactly as they are. He's the part of us clinging to outdated strategies, demanding fairness from an indifferent universe. Haw embodies our capacity to eventually learn and adapt, though not without struggle and internal resistance. What's brilliant about this framework is its honesty. We're not purely rational or purely instinctive. We're all four characters rolled into one messy, contradictory package. All four characters discover Cheese Station C, overflowing with cheese. The mice maintain vigilance, arriving early, inspecting supplies daily, never assuming abundance will last. Hem and Haw fall into a familiar trap. Initial gratitude morphs into entitlement. They arrive later, remove their running shoes, and treat this temporary discovery as permanent. "This is our cheese," they declare, a dangerous sense of ownership over something they neither created nor control. Think of the executive who stops innovating after a promotion. Success breeds complacency. We abandon what made us successful. Meanwhile, the cheese supply dwindles unnoticed. One morning, Sniff and Scurry find Station C empty. They immediately tie on their running shoes and venture into the maze. No drama, just movement. Hours later, Hem and Haw arrive. Hem explodes. "Who moved my cheese? This isn't fair." Rather than adapting, they return daily, hoping cheese will magically reappear. They create theories about who stole it, growing hungry and bitter, yet remaining paralyzed. This is the moment we face during unwanted transitions, when the job that defined us disappears and we demand answers when the only question that matters is, what will I do now? Facing starvation, Haw proposes venturing into the maze for new cheese. Hem refuses. "Never. I'm staying right here until they put the cheese back." Sometimes those closest to us become anchors preventing growth. Haw decides to go alone, writing, "If you do not change, you can become extinct." Entering the maze, Haw confronts overwhelming fear, threatening corridors, worries about getting lost, guilt about leaving him. To combat his fear, Haw asks, "What would I do if I weren't afraid?" This question cuts through paralyzing anxiety to reveal genuine options. What career would you pursue? What relationship would you leave? What dream would you chase? As Haw progresses, he realizes the cheese hadn't vanished overnight. It had been gradually diminishing all along. Mold growing, quality declining, but complacency had blinded him. He writes, "Smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old." We often ignore warning signs, declining job satisfaction, distancing relationships, industry transformations. These signals surround us, yet we choose blindness until crisis forces our hand. Something remarkable happens as Haw continues his journey. He begins enjoying the adventure. Despite hunger and uncertainty, he discovers that movement itself brings vitality and purpose that was missing during stagnation. He writes, movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. This paradoxical truth challenges our instinct to avoid change. Often, what we fear most isn't the new situation, but the transition itself. Yet once we commit to movement, the journey becomes not just bearable, but invigorating. Ha also discovers the power of visualization. When his journey becomes particularly challenging, he imagines himself enjoying abundant new cheese, visualizing in vivid detail the taste, texture, and satisfaction. Imagining yourself enjoying your new cheese leads you to it, he writes. Our brains respond powerfully to mental imagery. Athletes use visualization to enhance performance, and research confirms that imagining success increases the likelihood of achieving it. As Ha continues, he finds small bits of cheese. Though not the abundance he ultimately seeks, these discoveries provide crucial reinforcement. Each small success builds confidence for challenges ahead, while visualization helps maintain perspective during setbacks, reminding him that obstacles are temporary rather than permanent conditions. Ha rounds a corner and discovers Cheese Station N, the largest cheese supply he's ever seen. Sniff and Scurry are already there, plump and content. Reflecting on his journey, Ha realizes how tightly he'd clung to cheese that no longer existed, investing his identity in one source of fulfillment rather than accepting change as natural. From the mice, Ha learns the value of simplicity. They didn't overanalyze, they adapted. Yet he recognizes a human advantage, our ability to envision something better and learn from mistakes. The mice adapted through instinct. Ha adapted through conscious learning. At Cheese Station N, Ha summarizes his lessons for navigating life's inevitable changes. He commits to inspecting his cheese daily and exploring regularly, determined never to be surprised again. His final insight proves most profound. The biggest inhibitor to change lies within ourselves. Our beliefs, fears, and attachments prevent us from seeing opportunities beyond our comfort zones. The maze hasn't changed. Our willingness to navigate it has. The story leaves us wondering, did Hem ever leave Cheese Station C? We don't know, perhaps because each of us must answer this question in our own lives. Where are you in your maze? Enjoying abundant cheese while staying alert? Clinging to an empty station? Or recognizing the need for movement but still finding your way? This parable meets us where we are, offering different lessons depending on our situation. It acknowledges the real fear accompanying change while gently challenging us to move beyond it. Most importantly, it affirms that beyond our comfort zones awaits the possibility of something even better. The next time your cheese disappears, remember Ha's transformative question, "What would I do if I weren't afraid?" Your journey is uniquely yours, but the principles remain universal. Embrace change, stay alert, move quickly when necessary, and always be ready to abandon old cheese in pursuit of new opportunities. In a world where the only constant is change itself, our greatest security lies not in finding permanent cheese, but in developing the courage and capacity to keep moving through the maze.